get our meeting started, we'll have the audience stand and we'll do the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll have the clerk call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Here.
Edmonds?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Srilik?
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, January the 6th.
I'll
make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll when she's ready.
General Administration, $1,837.13. Economic Development, $329.98. Police, $4,865.45. Fire, $1,659.50. Street, $6,450.30. Parks, $1,741.48. Emergency Services, $134,075.55. Liability Insurance, $100. Infrastructure, $6,794.30. Garbage Disposal, $52.53. Cemetery, $983.08. Water Operations, $16,587.30. Sewer Operations, $763.38. Drug Enforcement, $199.99. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $497,053.41.
Thank you. Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll as read.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. It's cold outside. That's about all I've got to speak about. Streets and public improvement?
I don't have anything right now until we get out of new business.
Okay. John, public property?
Basically, just everyday operations. They had a few issues with the water wells over by. There was a couple of them that had just some minor repairs that needed to be made. They got those taken care of, and everything's working like it should be. Lloyd had a meeting today with a company that's going to supply equipment to do our own leak locating. We used to hire the man come in, and he'd go all around with different equipment, like, I don't know what you want to call it. It's kind of like sonic. You can hear it and set it up on the hydrants, different places. We can move it around. We discussed it for quite a while, and we can buy our own equipment and then do it ourselves. And that way we can locate if there's any underground leaks that we're not seeing come to the surface like we did here a few years ago. And that way we'll have the equipment. We can use it on our own all the time, make sure we can keep it up on it and do that. I'll be bringing that forward. We've already had in the budget for this year, and be bringing the stuff forward here very shortly. And then just like Kenny, I've got an agreement coming up, a new business. We can discuss that when it comes up. So other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. The same style equipment that we used out in Hillcrest that one time.
Basically. Yeah, the guy came with his truck, and he would go to different locations, and he would use it. And yeah, and this way we've got our own. And
so I think they found some problems out.
We found quite a few with it, and stuff that had been leaking for years, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it would
sounds like it's going to be worthwhile.
It is, definitely. And mm-hmm. with what we paid him, we can own our own, and we can keep it going in a steady circle. So okay. It'll work out a lot better.
All right, thanks, John. Health and safety.
I have nothing tonight.
You have nothing? Okay. Accounts, finance?
Sales tax from 3 months ago was about over 2,000 more than it was this time last year.
Okay.
So we're on the rise.
Making our way back, making a little bit of headway.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I don't know what the new car issue with the sales tax. I don't know how that's going to affect the dealers.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I've never got any comment from any of the dealers on it, one way or the other, how it's going to affect the sales.
I haven't heard a word from them.
Okay. We don't have any unfinished business. We'll drop down to new business. We got a motion to go on the resolution appropriating infrastructure funds. You have that motion, Cheryl?
Motion to approve resolution 2020-1, resolution appropriating infrastructure funds for the improvement of Center Street in the amount of $227,518.
Need that motion? Want to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay. Is that what you'd want to discuss?
Yeah, I guess you guys have gotten a couple different revised on this, on the money on this. What this is the money we need to approve to get the project to keep on going. The state needs us to approve this right away. That way, hopefully, we can get the bids out in March. But this is the project. It's been going on for several years.
Okay, this is the Center Street, North and South Center Street.
Yes, sir.
Projects. And this goes to IDOT.
Right. You know, not right now. They're not going to do anything until we get this approved.
Sure. Any other questions? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Rest of this, we're going to place on file a few items. We've got Standard and Associates Incorporated Service Agreement for the Fire and Police Commission. Purchase of street lights for the Illini Drive, that's Ameren, Illinois, for $36.95. Engineering agreement for relocate the water main at Marco. Donahue and Associates Incorporated for $9,990. We got the purchase of two desktop computers for the police department for Dell, not to exceed $3,000. And our last one is an intergovernment agreement with the Deba County Housing Authority. What was the issue with the Housing Authority? They have a, why do they want us to reach an agreement?
Chief can probably answer that one better, Ben, if you'd like to answer that one.
Yeah, it's simply, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, kind of mirrors the intergovernmental agreement we have with the school district, allowing us to enforce parking on private property. Specifically, the problem area specifically to be addressed is the fire lane at Webster Apartments, but also any other parking issues that they may have. Housing Authority property. It gives us the authority to issue citations if need be, things of that nature. So
this would include cars or trucks without a proper a tag and all that?
Well, those can be addressed through city ordinance already.
Okay. On private property?
Yeah. Yes. In terms of valid registration, abandoned vehicles.
Okay. Vehicles. I didn't know whether he was having trouble with people living there that had a vehicle and then just never licensed them and just let them park in the parking lot.
Well, I don't know that that's been an issue, but it is something that we can address now if we need to through ordinance. But this would allow us in terms of the parking enforcement.
Okay. So, thank you.
Similar to what we have with the school district that allows us that authority.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for the chief? Okay. Thank you. That's all we're going to place on file. We're going to go into closed session.
Yeah, we have a motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and collective bargaining.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes.
Okay, adjourn the meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Man, you take long breaths. So I'd get that.
Call roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Yay.
Is pizza ready over at Sereno's?